folks, we got all these other big transportation projects. If we're going to be real about transportation, you really, we can't dump $30 million into this bridge. I mean, let's just be honest.
But there are those who fought to create the Friendship Trail Bridge a decade ago, and they're not ready to concede that the facility is destined to close just yet. Thursday night in South Tampa, about 16 people gathered for the first of what organizers hope to be regular meetups to discuss strategy on how to save the icon, which Commissioner Norman now calls an anchor. Neil Cosentino is with Camelot, Florida, which includes the group Tampa Bay Friends of the Friendship Trail Bridge.
The primary focus was on working, being more knowledgeable about subjects such as a bridge sufficiency rating, another rating, they call it the health rating, and then there's a national bridge inspection rating. So it's a matter of going back and looking at all the sufficiency ratings of the bridges and then using that criteria and asking our government to use the same criteria on our bridge, because they're quoting figures, for example, like $82 million, but we don't know what that really means. So,
right. Let me ask you this. There was numbers bandied about as high as $82 million at a Hillsborough County Commission meeting on Wednesday. We also heard $30 million. So are you saying that we need to get firm, concrete numbers about what it would actually take to replace making the bridge usable, which it isn't considered to be right now?
Yes, that's exactly right. And also, we need them to be more definitive about what they're talking about. It seems like they're just throwing numbers in the air. I'm not saying that the engineers aren't, it's not in hard copy, but you have to understand what the numbers mean. And we're afraid that 3.5 million people in this community just don't understand what they're talking about because they're not being definitive.
Earlier this month, former Pinellas County Commissioner Barbara Sheen Todd told the current Pinellas government that there could be money in the soon-to-be-unveiled federal stimulus bill being discussed right now behind the scenes by President-elect Obama's economic team and members of Congress. Todd told the commission to aggressively lobby local members of Congress. But Neil Cosentino with Tampa Bay Friends of the Friendship Trail Bridge says there's a danger in looking for others to help pay to revive the Tampa Bay Connector.
Everybody seems to be sitting on their hands thinking that Uncle Sugar is just going to go around and throw money at everyone. The reality is that's probably not going to happen, and there's just not enough money to go around. Oh, it's a nice thing, but I say take care of your own problems in-house, and those problems can be taken care of within the amount of money that's already been allocated. Remember, there was $4 million already allocated to that bridge, and for some reason that's off the table. Now they're throwing $82 million. So we'll find somewhere in between. I think, in my own personal opinion, $4 million will maintain the bridge at the sufficiency rating that's necessary until the South Bridge. And another thing that was discussed last night is that we don't have a master plan. If you have a master plan, then you look at how both ends of the bridge are developed.